The world looks on in horror as the terrorist group the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, also known as ISIS, makes territorial advances through the north of Iraq, slaughtering people and destroying historical and religious sites along the way. While the roots of this latest upsurge in violence are complex and multifaceted, hundreds of British Iraqis in London held a protest outside the headquarters of Britain's state broadcaster, the BBC, accusing them of oversimplifying the conflict in their coverage.
These protesters say that the BBC is giving legitimacy to ISIS by terming them Sunni rebels, when in reality they're primarily made up of foreign fighters from across Europe and the Arab world. And they say that by simplifying the conflict, they're doing nothing but increasing sectarian tension in the Muslim world.
Unfortunately, the BBC have turned this into a Sunni Shia thing, and it's clearly far from the truth. What we're here for is to clarify the issue that it's actually the whole of Iraq are united against these external forces that are coming into Iraq from Syria and other places.
We are united, Sunni or Shia. We are against any trouble between us.
Several leaders of the protest handed a letter to the BBC outlining their concerns and demanding that the broadcaster be far more responsible in its coverage of the violence.
We are British people, we are taxpayers. We read the BBC and they actually do talk about Shia Sunnis, and which is wrong. We want them to correct the misleading information that they keep on putting to the British public and to the world. This is not a sectarian war, as I've said. This is a Muslim versus extremist war.
The organisers will now wait to hear from the BBC's management. Until then, they say, all eyes will be on their reporting in the hope it begins to change and reflect the realities on the ground, which include the thousands of Sunni tribesmen joining in the fight against ISIS from Anbar to Basra. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.